The foot is on Triple M. It's never been bigger.
Oh, big atmosphere.
More massive moments.
What about that?
Every massive match.
The energy, the electricity is building.
Massive!
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
It certainly does. Here at Marvel Stadium on a Friday night, what a cracking game we've got tonight. Find out a little bit more about the Saints tonight as they take on the Tigers. St Kilda's home game here at Marvel Stadium. Look forward to a big one. Nathan Brown is with me. Daisy Thomas is with me. Joey Montagna, Ash Chua, Sarah, Ollie, all here to bring you Thursday night football from Marvel Stadium from a very big game. Brownie, good evening and welcome to you.
Yeah, good to be here, Brian. This is going to be a ripper game. St Kilda finished so well last week. The Tigers just fell over the not the right line against Port Adelaide, who did a good job. So this is going to be a ripper game.
Daisy, how you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Bristol. Brownie, good to see you guys. And pumped to be here on what's a game bigger than football. Obviously, Maddie's match, which is a fantastic initiative, and a big, big game as well. Richmond, I'm not sure how they're going at the minute. Yeah. The Saints could take it up to them, so we'll find out a bit more in a couple of hours' time.
We find out a bit about both. And speaking of Maddie's match, Joey Montagna also joins us tonight. Joey, fill us in and tell us all about how all this started.
Yeah, played in a few of these games, BT. It's the sixth edition of Maddie's match, and it's a wonderful initiative, of course, in memory of Nick Riewoldt's sister, Maddie, and Jack's cousin. And it's been a wonderful occasion. I mean, they've done so much good things, the MRV. I just heard the other day they've raised $10 million already for bone marrow failure, finding some research and new treatments. And it's a cancer, a blood cancer that affects generally young adults, teenagers and young adults. So it's a wonderful cause, and they've done great things. 160 people or young adults, as I said, get diagnosed every year in Australia, and they're raising some money. They're doing wonderful things, and we're lucky. And the Riewoldts are lucky to have this occasion to put it on the map, to get it out there, to promote it. And it has that little bit of extra emotion for both sides. Obviously, St Kilda. And, of course, with Jack playing for Richmond, it has a bit of extra emotion attached for the Richmond players as well. And always a great occasion. Looking forward to it. Sea of purple. Wonderful scenes here at Marvel Stadium.
Hashtag fight like Maddie and donate today. And as you say, since its inception 6 years ago, over $10 million. Vital medical research projects there as well. So congratulations to the entire Riewoldt family for what they're doing in recognising not only Maddie, but the cause that is associated with that as well. That is a big, big plus for everyone concerned. Ash Chua, I welcome you. And the reason I'm getting you on early, I normally wouldn't, Ash. You're normally a late operator. But I get you on early today because there's been a couple of late changes in this one.
Certainly has for the Saints, BT. A couple of outs. Out Zach Jones at soreness following a five-day break. And Rowan Marshall still has some issues with that foot of his. Coming into the lineup is Luke Dunstan and Paul Hunter. And for the Tigers, they're as selected, and the medical subs, BT, for the Saints, Ben Long, and for Richmond, Jack Ross.
Big outs for the Saints, yeah. Isn't it, Daisy? I mean, Rowan Marshall, we saw how important he was. First game of the year last week, the influence he has. Zach Jones is one of their star midfielders. I really like the way that he goes about it. So they're a couple of big outs. So Rowan Marshall, I think he snapped the plantar fascia, which is a good thing long-term, but it would just mean he'd be that sore this week that the bottom of your foot, basically, it's like a burning sensation. He obviously is in too much pain, and I don't think he can jab the bottom of your foot. I think that's part of it. You can't actually put any local anaesthetic under your foot, Brownie. That's why you can't get any tattoos on the bottom of your feet. The pain is just too painful.
He's the victim, obviously, of the short break. And Jay-Z Clark last week said that he'd probably go in and get that leg cut off at some point. He said at halftime. So good that it's only the plantar fascia. Obviously, the famous story of Robert Harvey had the plantar fasciitis. Yeah. And it's quite painful. And if you do rupture it, it obviously relieves the pain. So he jumped off his dining room chairs until it broke.
I heard it was the wardrobe. But do you think it was for the leg?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
It'd be a strange thing to get tattoos on the bottom of your feet, wouldn't it?
Well, it is. But I've heard that it's almost impossible because it's so painful. You can't actually hold your foot. You can't actually hold your foot there.
The bike is it, Abbott?
No way. They're not that tough. They couldn't have the foot.
Nathan Brown.
Spoken by Lee Montagna.
I've heard you can't actually get a tattoo on the bottom of your foot because you can't hold your foot there. Because once that needle gun gets to the bottom of your foot, the pain is too much to hold your foot there, Brownie. You should try it.
That was Lee Montagna.
I should clarify, that was just a joke.
We are doing complete separation. Hello to all the sergeant in arms out there. all the respective groups. Very nice to see you. What takes your fancy this weekend? Not just this game, by the way. The Tigers out on the deck here warming up now. Is there anything in the round of footy that takes your fancy, Brownie?
Pretty keen on She's Ideal in the Sydney Cup up this weekend. But this round of football, fascinated to see how Collingwood go. Some of them went over early. Some of them going over late. The pressure on Nathan Buckley. They've got three players that they had to get out of their footy club, and then they would have been told, no, you can't get anyone in because we're going to pay 600 grand of Treloar's wages this year. So it makes it hard. Then everybody jumps on the coach. I just want to see how they respond, how their senior players respond, how the Collingwood Footy Club goes. Got a good record over there, yeah, and it's going to be a massive clash tomorrow night.
Won the last two games over there by a point each. By the way, Liam Ryan is a scratching from that game as well, Dave. What else takes your fancy?
Yeah, I'm really keen to see Melbourne taking on the Hawks, and I give the Hawks a fair dinkum chance in that one, purely on history. I think we find out this week whether Melbourne or not have matured as a footy club, and if they are the real deal. Obviously, sitting on top of the ladder.
Hawthorn have won one game by 1 point.
They were okay against Richmond, who are obviously just going, but I just think historically this is a game that Melbourne would drop.
It looked okay against the Cats last week.
That is true.
And that's what I'm basing it off. History would tell me that as a supporter, I've got mates who support the footy club, and Bernie Vince, I work a lot with him. He comes into those games and he's so nervous. He's like, we have all the expectation. We have every right to win this
You're
game.
You're barracking for a derailment.
No, I'm just trying to get the heat off the pies.
I think you want some blood out there, don't you?
I was worried when Max Gawn came out, I think it was yesterday, and said we've never been in this position 4-0 before, and that sort of was a bit of a worry for me, Joey. What about you? You got something in line this weekend?
I think the Kangaroos can beat Geelong.
No, I don't actually.
That was for Chew. He was saying they're the longest price outsiders we've had in a long time.
What are they, Chew?
I think they're about $14.
not really allowed to talk about
sorry,
that. GMHBA Stadium, home ground, of course, for the Cats. Still the favourites over the Kangas.
Somehow.
I think Fremantle will beat Adelaide over there. I know the Crows have been very, very good to start the season, but they've beaten the Kangaroos. They've beaten the Gold Coast Suns, who aren't going that well.
So you think Adelaide are fakes?
Not fakes. I think they've had a nice little start to the season with the teams they've played. I think they caught Geelong on the hop round one. And I think Fremantle are building really nicely. Nat Fyfe and Walters, in the side. Rory Lobb might play. Fremantle were very good last week. I just think that they will beat Adelaide over there.
It couldn't have been any worse, Fremantle, 2 weeks ago here against Carlton. Carlton aren't going that well, and Fremantle couldn't get anywhere near them. Couldn't get with a bull's roar of them.
Oh, we've seen that 1 week's a long time in footy, Brownie. St Kilda were going shocking too up until last week, and things can change pretty quickly. But, I think Fremantle will win that.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks Thursday night football tonight. It's the home game of the Saints. Matty's match against the Tigers. Look forward to a big one. Astura's with us. Daisy Thomas and Joey Montagna in the back row here. Nathan Brown calling the footy with me. And, of course, Sarah Ollie is downstairs. Good evening and welcome to you, Sarah.
Good evening, BT. As you said, Matty's match in a beautiful swathe of purple down here in the crowd. Nick Riewoldt today, of course, did the ride for Matty. He rode with 100 other people to raise funds for Matty Riewoldt's vision. Now, of course, banners, they're not allowed yet, which is a bit of a shame, given this game certainly is worth more than the 4 points. But they will be back next weekend, the AFL announcing that today.
Really?
They'll also be, BT, at the Adelaide Oval on Saturday when the Crows take on the Lions in the big dance in the AFLW.
Well, banners back next week, Brownie.
Is that a COVID thing?
Yes, it was a COVID-related thing, not having too many on the ground and all that. I think banners should actually probably be banned.
You're not a banner man.
No, I think we've nearly outgrown them. Perhaps for special occasions.
We're the only sport in the world that does it.
Okay,
we've got a lot of
so
uniqueness.
Traditional, is it?
Traditional, yeah. We've got a lot of traditionals. Or traditionalists in our game, Brian, and that'd be just another thing we're trying to take away.
Right then. Triple M Red Z Lending stats, Ash. Red Z Lending, loans for the self-employed. What have you got for us?
Concern for St Kilda, the only club not to have won a first quarter in season 2021. In fact, they've lost their past six first quarters. For the Tigers, past 4 years, they're considered the third least number of inside 50s. Past two matches, however, they're conceding 62 entries per game, which is the second most in the comp and eight above the league average. But Dustin Martin, BT, last six games against the Saints, he's racked up 29 touches, polled 8 Brownlow votes. And in that 2020 semi-final against St Kilda, he was the number one rated player on the ground with 25 touches and a goal.
Ash Chua here is getting a little uneasy that the other Ash, I think his name was Ash, is it?
Ethan Meldrum.
The other statistician was just starting to really get his posse. And Ash has stepped up his desire to want to be involved in
games. Did you miss an S in the statistician?
Did I miss a statistician?
Yeah. Is there another S in there?
I'm not sure. Is
statistician.
There? Mm-hmm. Statistician.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, Brandy all over me on the... I was a year 11 operator and failed that and was about to be an apprentice mechanic, Cabrini, so I'm sorry about that. Ream Hot Water, built for tough Aussie conditions with the latest technology when it comes to water heating. Install a Ream. What are you expecting, boys, tonight out of the Tigers and the Saints? We are going to find out a little bit about both teams. I know they're different spectrums, but we're going to find out a little bit, aren't we?
Yeah, I think the Tigers, I'm going to keep a really close eye on them. I'm not sure how well they are going, and this is a game, I think, that after losing their last two, they're a very proud football club. We know the depth of talent that they have. Be really interested to see how they respond. The Saints, a very short break. They got a few excuses. They were very, very poor the couple of weeks ago against Essendon. So I think it's all about their effort and their pressure early on. But I think the Tigers will be touched too good, Joey.
Yeah, look, obviously playing Richmond is the benchmark to find out where you're at as a football team. And St Kilda set the benchmark for themselves last week with their performance in the second half, their tackle pressure. It's going to be a big ask against Richmond. Oh, I think the Tigers, I mean, that game last week, they might have lost to Port Adelaide, but it was a high-quality game. Two really good sides. I think Richmond will go pretty well in this one.
Do you think St Kilda would have to replicate as we get down to boundary side?
Yep, Sarah.
Yeah, they're just about through the toss now between Jack Steele and Trent Cotchin. We're just still waiting for that now, so I'll keep my eyes peeled and tell you how it goes.
I think St Kilda probably have to bring what they brought last week in the second half. So Cotchin one to go to lock it in. They'd have to bring what they brought in the second half last week to go anywhere near Richmond. The pressure they had against West Coast was unbelievable. West Coast couldn't handle it, but they need to do that for four quarters against Richmond because you know Richmond are going to play a whole game. They nearly knocked off Port Adelaide last week under pressure against Port in Port.
Yeah, a lot of praise for St Kilda's pressure in the second half, but let's be honest, Richmond have played like that week in, week out for about 4 years now. So that is the benchmark, and it's why the Tigers have won three of the last four premierships.
And that's the one thing that should just be the non-negotiable. When you rock up, you bring that sort of effort week in, week out. That's what this level requires. That's why they were so badly beaten the week before.
There's only a certain amount of players I can trust to do that week in, week out at St Kilda. I think Jack Steele heads that up. He was the one that went out last week and after the loss to Essendon and said this was embarrassing, we need to lead from the front. And he did. He led from the front the next week. So he's one player I can... But I go through Richmond's and there's probably 17 or 18 that I can trust to do it week in, week out where I don't get that out of St Kilda yet. They're a work in progress.
Yeah, spot on, Brownie. And we're just going to keep an eye on Dustin Martin. We're going to keep an eye on the matchup. St Kilda have flagged that potentially they'll try and tag him.
With Ross?
With Seb Ross. But I don't think that works, Brownie, because Dustin Martin will go inside 50. And I don't know if you want Seb Ross playing in the defensive 50 on
Who
Dustin
would you
Martin.
Send to him?
I would wait for him to come forward, and I would send... their best defender is probably Callum Wilkie, and he's done the job in the past.
Why couldn't they go Ross and send someone else when he goes forward?
That's basically what they'll try and do, I reckon, BT. Yep, you have a midfielder set for him. When he pushes forward, I reckon Callum Wilkie's the man that'll get the job.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy.